Welcome back, legions of fans. This is podcast 14. And we thought today that we would talk a little bit about, working in the industry and getting a job in the industry. And maybe some of this will be helpful to those of you who may be in school looking for jobs. And
sure.
Just kind of a general discussion around what you can expect and how it works and what we look for. And we'll touch, I think, on a lot of those things here in the next little bit. So working in the industry and coming out of school, let's start with any quick thoughts on I guess, when you were in school and what was the, I guess, one of the single most eye-opening lessons that you learned that was different from school and an actual working, paying job in the industry?
Yeah, this one's easy for me. And we may have touched on it a little bit before, but that creativity is a light switch, right? I think the speed aspect, and we've joked about moving at the speed of business in the past, that is definitely the largest culture shock for anybody that we hire. Not that we hire a lot of people straight out of school, but if we get juniors in the office, or even interns that we've had over the summer, right? Just the sheer speed of how quick the industry, works, right? And needs to. And I think that when you're in school, you have the luxury of academia and you've got 10 weeks to work on something. And here it's like, I mean, we just had a call literally this morning and it was, oh, we need all the ideas on, you know, like a day and a half later.
And like a big project.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, it's okay. Well, you have to juggle and manage accordingly. Right. So I think that you could probably do, maybe there's a lesson learned in design education on just doing more, dare I say, pop quizzes, you know, more in class assignments where you got to have things done by the end of the day.
So,
you know, years ago I did a fun little exercise with Stefan Sagmeister, the famous graphic designer, and it's a 1 day workshop. We did it just for fun. And it's like, hey, you got to get everything done today. Like it's, you know, it's just a 1 day thing. Right. So I think more of that probably would have been helpful for me. How about for you? Any thoughts?
Yeah, I would echo that one as well. Certainly when you're in school, you have the luxury of, nights and weekends and things and weeks to do projects. And so I think
for
that
too,
but I also think, and maybe it's funny coming from a writer's point of view, but the production standpoint of things. And I know that
it's a hot button issue for me.
I know it is. You're very good at production, very skilled at production. And I think that that's one thing that's lacking in schools a little bit is truly understanding production.
Sure.
And production means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but everything from truly, and we've talked about color before, but truly understanding, I think, color theory and how production works.
Yeah.
I think more press checks in school.
Yeah.
I think more understanding of the actual process and how it works. It, you know, a lot of times, and it's not just printing or things like that, but it's production as a general concept and what's doable and what's not.
In
other words, you know, if you come out of school and present an idea that's got, oh, it's Batman, but he's actually wearing Superman's cape, and he's jumping over a Volvo.
Well, there's multiple, multiple issues. It's kind of like there's three phases of any project that we do here, or that other studios do, right? There's the concept and ideation development. There's the design creation component as the second phase, and then there's like you have to make it real, right? Whether it's a printed element to your point or whether there's a digital aspect, you know, building a website or whatever the case may be, you know, you have to understand the different ramifications of what it takes to make something actually successful and real, right? Hey, how is this being printed if it's a package design? What substrate is it going on? What's the line screen? How many ink wells are there? Do we need to coat it? What type, you know, like, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And, you know, printing is, we'll pick on printing because it's the easiest one because it's clearly the most technical, right? But there's an art, you know, printing is not a science. It is an art form in and of itself, you know, in terms of making that package dream a reality, right? So yeah, production is definitely something that, I mean, all of us learn by doing.
Of course.
You know, for sure. But that is definitely something that anybody that is interested in a career in this field, if you've got strong production skills and you walk in the door day one and you got your RGB versus CMYK and all your dot, you know, all the different things, right? You immediately have a leg up on everybody else.
Yep.
Yeah,
agreed.
Not the sexiest, but dare I say, almost the most important part of the job. You know,
And it's a fine line because you don't want to, you know, inhibit anyone's creativity by putting.
Well, you don't want to be the wet blanket.
Too many parameters on it. But I do. I think a general awareness of production.
Well, we've talked about how both of us have taught in the past, right? Mm-hmm. And there's no budgets when you're developing ideas, right? Don't think about it. But there is a big differentiator of, well, you need to bring ideas that are feasible and rational and can be utilized, you know, by your creative director, right? By your clients. You know, you can't come up with a, you know, why bother spending your time developing a double page spread Volvo ad of Batman with Superman's cape? And it's a non-starter right from the get-go,
right?
So it's like, you need to be able to ideate within the correct sandbox so you're not wasting everybody's time, right?
All right, so let's shift gears a little bit. And I'll ask you the question.
Yeah, hit me.
When you are interviewing candidates to come work here, what do you, any do's or don'ts or things you like or pet peeves or anything that you might throw out there as advice to people?
Yeah, I think this answer would be definitely different maybe 15 or 20 years ago versus what it is now. So I've definitely evolved in regards to the candidates and interviewing people. I think that, you know, our studio isn't gigantic. You know, there aren't hundreds and hundreds of people here, right? So they're not going to be just, employee number 246 over there in the corner.
Or employee number 46.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, obviously looking for skill set, right? But I think that attitude and vibe and personal skills for me are extremely important. I know that doesn't really answer a design question, right? But you got to be able to fit in with everybody, right? So there's definitely a vibe check. And then I think being authentic and real, right? About where you are in your design. You know, we can coach up design, right? We can coach up skill sets and things like that, right? So we've had some very fortunate success over the years with a lot of people that have come in, have stayed for multiple years here, right? And I love teaching, and I know you do too, you know, and coaching everybody up and giving everybody the opportunity to work on everything here. So I think this is kind of a long-winded, rambling answer, but I think that there's, you know, don't try to be something you're not, you're right? I mean, be comfortable in your own skin and be, hey, here's where I'm at in my design career, you know, and maybe there's an opportunity for that or not. I don't know. What are your thoughts on the matter?
Right? I think part of it depends on the type of job that you're looking for and the type of place that you want to work.
Yeah.
There's certain things that are universal truths, and we'll get to that in a minute. But if you want to be at the most creative, award-winning shop in the land, then obviously your portfolio needs to reflect that.
Sure, sure.
And that's more of a job where you can, I would say, expect to be working all night and doing all the things because you're battling against, you're jockeying for a position within the agency.
For sure.
I think, speaking for us, I think you're right in that, you know, personality, I think, and motivation play a big role.
For sure.
I'm
glossing over the obvious of you have to check the box that you know how to do certain technical skills.
Right. Correct. You have to know how to write. You have to know how to operate Photoshop if you're a designer or illustrator or whatever it is. So, you've got to have those things. But there are a lot of talented folks out there. Check those boxes. And so I think then, for us, it's really about somebody who can come in and just sort of take the ball and run with it.
Well, let me go back to one thing you asked me earlier. Let me back up a little bit about sort of the advice and things, knowing, when you're really young, you're just still learning how to do everything, right? And then all of a sudden you get to the end and it's like portfolio class and you got to create a portfolio to go sell your skills, right? I think that it's important to try to tailor your skills and your showcase, your portfolio for the type of job that you want. Otherwise, you're kind of trying to be everything for everybody. So to your point, if you want to work at a big shop, right, get, work that would be reflective of a large conglomerate agency, right? If you want to work at a smaller shop or a design studio or something, right, tailor your portfolio to the types of projects that that type of company would actually do. So like, for example, if somebody came in here and all they had were national Toyota commercials in their book, we'd be like, hey, that's a great portfolio. We don't do that stuff here. You know what I mean? Like, well, that's not what we do right now.
Right.
Toyota, if you're listening, will absolutely do that for you. But as of right now, we're not doing that, right? So I think that's maybe a little kernel or a nugget of advice of, don't try to be everything to everybody. You know, try to determine what you want to do and then attack that corner of the world, right? And showcase your skills that way.
I think also too, you know, it used to be you sort of focused on a you know, design, let's say, meant, okay, Illustrator and Photoshop and InDesign and these things, and you did that. I think now, just the way that media is and the landscape of everything is, it's great to have multiple skill sets.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So if you happen to be a writer, but you know what? You also kind of have an interest in photography or video or something like that.
Sure.
Go for it and learn that, because anybody coming in, and even if you just have a little bit of experience there that you just took upon yourself to try and figure out, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Because that tells us that, wow, this person's interested in learning multiple things.
Yeah.
We can find different things
Absolutely.
For them to sort of plug in and try and hone their skills.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think, you know, start coding, mess around in WordPress, do all the things. I mean, you know, whatever it is, if there's multiple skill sets, that's always going to be a bonus.
Yeah. Well, on a previous podcast, we talked about how to break through the clutter, right? From a brand perspective. It does kind of apply to young creatives or people already working in the creative industry trying to find their way, right? In terms of how do you differentiate yourself from everybody else? So
also spell check your resume.
Yeah, for sure. What's your pet peeve on resumes and things? I mean, I'm not going to front. It's a beating sometimes when we have to hire people. There's deep breathing going on.
Yeah.
And there's like, oh, you got to block and tackle. So, I mean,
pet peeve is a 5-page resume.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Be succinct.
Yeah.
Let me understand where you came from, what you did, what, you know,
yeah.
Unlike I think a lot of industries, and I'll speak for myself here. but it, you know, in this industry, did you go to school? Where did you go to school? What's your pedigree? I don't care about those things. Did you graduate college? Did you not? I don't really care.
Yeah.
You have a big old tattoo on your face? I don't really care. You're probably not going to present to a client right away.
It's possible.
But I don't really care. I mean, for me, it's...
Works for Post Malone.
Keep the resumes succinct and let's get to the work.
Yeah.
You know? Be respectful.
Well, you know what my pet peeve of resumes are.
Well, the CEO?
Yes.
Yeah. You tell that.
And again, this is just a personal preference, but you know, you're not the CEO of your own independent, you know, design studio or whatever the case may be, right? For whatever reason, that is just a pet peeve of mine. It's just, you know, hey, you know, there's no one else in the country, in the company, and the company doesn't make any money anyway. And that's not a real company, you know? So that's always, I find a chuckle when we see those things come through, but I'm with you. I mean, I don't know that the school necessarily matters all the time. Right. Even though I went to SCAD many, many moons ago, I mean, I do have an affinity for SCAD grads and I do know professors over there and things like that. But at the end of the day, it's the skills that pay the bills.
That's right.
It's can you do it? I mean,
do you enjoy doing it? And are we going to enjoy working with you on the project?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Trustworthiness. I mean, we got to be able to dump and run, give you the work and let you work on it and then check back in and, you know, make sure you've done it accordingly.
So, yeah, we've got a tea time to get to.
I mean, I think another podcast would be just absolute insanity of interviewing people and all the crazy stories that we could share, but that, we should probably save that for a different podcast.
We have had some interesting ones.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
We'll save that for another time.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully there were a couple of little nuggets in here that maybe you can take with you wherever you land.
Just be awesome. That's the
be advice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Be awesome. And if you ever want a job here or interested, send over your resume.
Yeah, drop us
a note. Be proactive. That's also another good one. Be proactive.
It's nice to be loved.
Reach out to the places you want to go.
Yeah.
And go there.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll sign off per usual. You can find us on the interwebs at mocktheagency.com or on the socials at mocktheagency. And you know the drill. Give us feedback. Let us know how we're doing.
Yeah.
Give us ideas to talk about, and we'll see if we can do it.
Yeah, we'll chat with you next time. Thanks.